Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The Word of God serving as the basis of our meditation this morning has been caused by the Holy Spirit to be written by the evangelist John, the gospel lesson just read. Please be seated. In the name of Jesus, dear fellow redeemed in Christ, everything that our Lord did, he did purposefully. All of his actions and words were done and spoken so that the divine will might be accomplished. During the course of his earthly ministry, he taught, both by word and by deed, the truths of the kingdom of God. He revealed himself to be the Redeemer, the very Son of God. When it came time to provide for the physical needs of his followers, he did not merely heal them, nor did he merely feed them. He taught them, and in teaching, revealed himself as the Savior. What did he teach when he fed the 5,000? How did he reveal himself to be the Son of God and the Savior of the world? First, he taught that we as his followers need not be concerned about our physical needs. He will provide, and he will provide abundantly. His providential help is always present, never failing, for those who believe his word. Jesus also taught that his love and concern is without limitations. For the disciples whose faith was weak, he provided. Philip was fed, even though he doubted that enough food could be purchased with the money at hand. Andrew was filled, even though they apparently had so little food in their midst. And for those of the crowd who only wanted their bellies filled, who cared not about his teaching, for these too, Jesus provided. And he provided them all with an abundance of food because his love for fallen humanity is filled to the overflowing and shows absolutely no partiality. As Jesus says of himself, "All that the Father gives me will come to me, and the one who comes to me I will by no means cast out." But most of all, Jesus revealed himself in the feeding of the 5,000 to be the Savior from sin and from death itself. As Jesus himself explains the next day, "Do not labor for the food which perishes, but for the food which endures to everlasting life, which the Son of Man will give you, because God the Father has set his seal upon him." Here is not the bread from heaven which Moses distributed in the wilderness, which only sustained life here in time. Here is the true bread from heaven, sent by the Father, dispensed by his own Son, the bread which satisfies forever. We miss the whole importance of the feeding of the 5,000 if we see there only a miraculous physical feeding. It was a sign pointing to the miraculous eternal feast of the Lamb, the feast of his own body and blood, the feast which is celebrated in heaven and which we all share here in time, the feast offered to the weak, the feast to which all are invited, and from which hunger for righteousness is fully satisfied. Of the 5,000, there would be those faithful who would in a few days celebrate the feast of the Passover, and they themselves would, as the head of the family, give thanks and break the bread and distribute it to their household. Those of the 5,000 who had received the miraculous bread broken and distributed by Jesus would now remember him and his words, "I am the bread of life." For the 12, Jesus' own apostles, when they celebrated the Passover with him for the last time, and the Master invited them to eat the bread, which is his body broken and given for their sins, the final connection would be made. The Lord who had fed them miraculously in the wilderness is the bread of life from heaven. They would remember that meal in the wilderness, and remembering that meal in the wilderness, they would recall his words spoken in conjunction with it. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him. The miraculous feeding on the grassy mountainside would be a meal of remembrance, pointing to the Holy Supper of the faithful, the actual meal of remembrance. For the rest of their earthly lives, his love and mercy, his suffering and death, his life-giving body and blood would be remembered in this Last Supper. Like the two disciples on the road to Emmaus, believers everywhere would recognize the Savior in the breaking of bread, and remember him and believe in the resurrected Lord of life who gave and gives his holy body and his innocent blood for the sinner's redemption. Lord Jesus Christ, thou living bread, may I for mine possess thee. I would with heavenly food be fed. Descend, refresh, and bless me. Now make me meet for thee, O Lord, now humbly by my heart implored. Grant me thy grace and mercy. Amen.